Chapter 6. The quick movement caught Will's eye as he was crossing the wide expanse of Central Parkway, headed into downtown. On the far corner, a man was down on the sidewalk. Another man, twice his size, was kicking him. Will instinctively hit the siren, a quick blurt, called for backup, and parked his unmarked car at the edge of the curb, partly blocking a traffic lane. The bumper was 5 feet from the fight. He swung himself out, pain and spasms clenching his strong right leg. He raised himself to his full height and used the car door and roof as support. "Police, step back." The assailant was huge, with baggy black jeans and a dirty Reds cap. His pockets, embroidered with what looked like sequins, drooped nearly down to the backs of his knees. He looked over at Will and mouthed a profanity, again swinging his leg hard into the other man's side. He was in his mid-20s, wearing heavy black boots with thick toes and heels, and silver buckles and chains ornamenting the tops. His rap sheet was long.
"I thought you was dead, Borders."
"You're gonna be if you don't step back, Junior," Will said.
"Motherfucker owes me money. He gotta pay."
He said this as if it were a rational justification. Another day at the office.
"Ain't that right, cocksucker? You give me my money."
He raised the boot to stomp the man's head. Before the surgery, Will would have already been out of the car, at the sidewalk, and had Junior, Clarence Cavon James Jr., prone on the pavement. But he couldn't do that now, and he didn't have time to pull out his cane and walk with difficulty the short distance to the crime, as if that would allow him to control the suspect. A small crowd was gathering, encouraging the beating. Will unsnapped the holster on his belt and in seconds had his pistol aimed across the car roof.
"I said stop, asshole."